everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Spencer, or Easy, and I'm joined by my co-host, a man who once told me that he could fly. That's not true. That's a terrible intro. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Spencer, and I'm joined by my co-host, a man who lets his Disney Plus subscription wave until a new show comes out that he wants to watch. Patrick O'Boyle. Is that true?
That is not true. Spencer's lying to you.
I don't know.
I watch all the shows on Disney Plus.
I watch a lot of them. I have some favorites. We'll get into what will be my new favorite soon. But Disney Plus is interesting because it has so much content for like my kids and stuff. That, like, it's one that we'll never get rid of. We have thought it many times of getting rid of Netflix, though.
That has happened for me. Yeah, I don't have Netflix anymore. Like, we have a shared account for Netflix of, like, family. But, like, we personally, I don't have a Netflix account anymore. So, that's already happened.
Yeah. That one is not long for this world. So.
Yeah. My wife watches The Simpsons while she does, her other like business stuff, Poshmark and things.
Isn't that on Disney Plus now?
Simpsons is on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's Fox. Yeah.
All right. Well, we aren't going to be talking too much about The Simpsons today. We will be talking about Disney Plus, but we have a new segment that's probably not ready yet. But each week we're going to have Patty's poll. So the end of the show, Patty will announce the new poll. That will go up on Twitter, and then you'll have the week to interact with it. We'll give our answers at the beginning, as well as show how the listeners reacted each and every show. So, Patty, are you already ready to do a poll at the end of the show?
I had one in mind, yeah. Okay.
Well, wait, save it, because you're going to pitch it at the end.
Yeah, I'm teasing here.
Okay.
So the poll... is going to be surrounding a Twitter argument that you and I actually had.
Oh, okay.
Before, a few weeks ago, so.
Oh, okay.
Tease.
Okay. I don't know what this could be. You know what I do know, though, which is that we already have started to get a little bit of money from our sponsor over at Anchor. Anchor is the best way to make a podcast. It's super easy. I'm using it for Smash Through right now. If you check them out at anchor.fm, it's always the question that I get asked across all the podcasts that I do. It's the easiest way to do it. They take you everywhere you need to go to get your podcast posted everywhere, whether it's Google or Overcast, or they automatically post it to Spotify for you. So check out anchor.fm. With that being said, I'm happy to announce that Scotty in our Discord won $20 credit to puremtgo.com. By having one of the only two draft decks this month posted in the trophy decks. Scotty's a participator, man. The dude's always participating. Scotty's a participator, man. And, I appreciate that. You were going to say that you skipped this month because of Baldur's Gate.
Yes. Yeah. Not my favorite format.
Oh man. I loved it. I hate the idea of like alchemy and Horizon stuff, but I actually like that draft format.
Yeah, I think I used draft to like get my constructed stuff, and I didn't really I planned on just like crafting the constructed stuff. So, you know, I've been playing tons of gates in Historic.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's really quickly. If you don't know, the CCMTG Open is coming up here shortly. You can find a link for that over on Twitter. I can also post one in the show notes. It's free for everybody who's a patron of $10 or more on the CCMTG Patreon, as well as just scaling prizes, $500 store credit to Game Grid Lehigh, guaranteed no matter how many people sign up. And then as more people join, we will increase the prizes. That being said, though, you and I, literally in 2 days, will be doing commentary for the RCQ over at Game Grid Lehigh. Patty, are you excited for that?
I am excited for that. This is going to be a huge event. Last week was the team trios, and there was 20 teams on a weekend that there was four like competitive events in the area. So I anticipate that next week it's just going to be huge and just a real blast.
Yeah.
Next weekend in 2 days.
Yeah. So here's the thing, listeners. We are recording on what would be an off week because I was out and about in Nashville last week. But I wanted to take a moment this week during, we're going to do our normal Need to Nerd episode. So this is our Need to Nerd, talk about the things that are exciting us in nerddom. But before we do that, I want to talk about you, Patty B, the man, the myth, the legend. You know, behind you, you've got a picture of Baby Yoda and a beautiful wife, Shelby. You know, there's a lot that the listeners can learn about you. And so I wanted to, kind of quickly, or maybe not, no, maybe not quickly, who knows, kind of talk to you about this. So let me just zoom in really quick because I'm a blind man. And we'll go over some questions for you. So, Patty B, man, what gives you a need to nerd, man?
Well, it's really, you know, a community, a place to belong. With my personality type and thing, the way I am, I have a way of kind of fitting in everywhere as being extroverted and also nowhere, having, you know, moments where I'm very introverted. And it's great to have, you know, places and spaces to enjoy, you know, hobbies and media with other people. You know, first love is Magic the Gathering, right? We talked about that a little bit today. Yeah, I'm excited to have a place to talk about those things and expand my need to nerd, my nerddom.
What's your favorite movie? I actually didn't know the answer to this question until I just read it. I'm a little surprised.
Why are you a little surprised?
I don't know. I don't know. I was expecting like something like some Keanu Reeves movie or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, so I listed my favorite movie is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I think it's the movie that I've watched the most.
Sure.
I used to have it memorized as a kid. I studied a bit of film down at Utah Tech University in St. George. And I did grow to love it's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It's really fantastic cinematography and the use of color. So that's up there as well. But as far as like my favorite like nerd like movie, it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Dude, I used to be able to so easily answer this question, you know, whether it was Silver Linings Playbook for years and years, or, you know, The Lion King, and what it was one of them, The Little Rascals was one of them. But, like, I actually have a really hard time with this question. You were so confident in your answer just now.
It was tricky to get to that point, right? Sure. Like, I found it, but, yeah, no, we got there eventually. There's so much media. There's so many movies that are awesome.
Yeah. I think that, like, if I had to pick a favorite movie, like, of all time now, it's probably not Silver Linings Playbook anymore. But I don't know what it would be. Yeah. You have a really good answer for this one, though. Your favorite TV shows, you put Arrow and Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So I have to ask,
yep.
When Arrow was announced, do you remember the trailer?
I don't remember the trailer. I started watching mid-season one.
So I'm a huge Smallville fan. For a long time, the answer to this question for me was Smallville. And so when Arrow was announced, I was expecting that style of Oliver Queen. And we got something very different. But the trailer for it, is he goes into the hideout and just bounces tennis balls and starts shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Why Arrow, though? I'm curious.
I don't know. It's so weird. I caught on to it. I hadn't really watched CW shows before Arrow, and I haven't really watched them after. Like, I watched a little bit of The Flash.
I was going to ask, are you into the Arrowverse or just Arrow?
Like, just Arrow.
Dude, I'm the same way. Like, I could watch Arrow, and, like, I've watched a little bit of The Flash, but, like, I'm not into the Arrowverse. I'm, like, very much just an Arrow fan, so.
Yeah, Stephen Amell is great. I got to meet him at Salt Lake Comic Con
Dude, he's so funny.
He's hilarious.
He is so funny. He's actually one of my favorite roles that he plays is extremely small. But he's in like two episodes. Right? No, he does two episodes of New Girl where he plays a photographer for the modeling shoot that is also the boyfriend of
Cece,
yeah. And he's hysterically like scummy and like gross. And he does like such a good job.
Find that episode. I didn't know that existed. I recognize, right? Like,
yeah,
that it was Cece's SO.
Yeah. So I gotta ask: huh. Did you finish Arrow?
I didn't.
So I didn't either. It's, you know what, the thing is the beginning is so good that I don't blame you.
Right. I think after he, like, goes to prison was, like, the last season. I think that was, like, season 4.
Oh, I'm farther than 5.
We gotta do
some Arrow episodes now, because I also
love okay.
Arrow. Definitely. The second show you put, though, is Game of Thrones, and I gotta ask, like, yep. Do you subscribe to the worst ending of any show of all time theory?
It's not the worst ending of all time. I was sad with the way that everything was like rushed and like, because if that was the eventual, you know, where things got to, then, you know, fine. If that's how it goes.
Sometimes you just can't afford to do as many seasons as you want to do, man. Like, it needed another season, but like,
they need another.
Everybody season. Who, here's my thing. Everybody complains about like, why would Daenerys do that? And it's like, she was a murderer the whole show. Yep. Like, what do you mean?
And she's crazy.
Yeah, you she know, was when... batso. And then, like, yeah. People are like, well, I can't believe that, spoilers, by the way, if you, for some reason, haven't finished the most popular show in the world. but, like, people getting mad about Bran being the king. I was like, what did you think was going to happen? It's the same thing with everybody getting mad that the mother dies at the way that she does in How I Met Your Mother. I'm like, why do you think he was telling them this story? At what point during this show did you think the mother was still alive? Like, why is this upsetting to you? I'm just spoiling all kinds of stuff. Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Game of Thrones. It's like, so many people wanted different people. Like, they wanted Jon to be the king. Or like, it was always going to be Bran. Why even have these big Bran stories if it's not Bran?
Right. Like, what's his point as a character?
Right.
And also, right, like, they've recently announced a Jon Snow series with Kit Harington.
Dude's got so I'm pretty two excited HBO about that. Shows now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Game of Thrones is awesome. I think that it's one of the harder shows to get into, to be honest. I think it's a barrier to entry. Just the first two episodes drag so bad that, like, it took me a long time. It wasn't until, like, season 3 that I got into it, so.
There's a lot of exposition they had to get through. It makes sense.
What is something that you can bring to the show for the listeners that they can expect?
So, for the show, I, and just me in general, I am super energetic, and I'm excited to bring energy to explore. We'll go over this in a minute here, but there are a lot of areas in nerd culture and nerdy things that I'm pretty new or green in. And so I am excited to check out a lot of new things and watch all the things and, you know, play all the games. And
that's cool, man. Like, being on an adventure with you as a listener where you're like, well, I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. One of the things that I said, what are you going to try to do joining the show? So you put two areas. You put D&D and anime. And I want to skip to anime because you said something really key here, which is that you're not entirely sure where to start. And I think that is a common thing with people. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, anime is not a genre. There are genres of anime. So, okay. Like, slice of life, romance, just like there's, like, genres of, you know, sports anime. Don't worry, Petty B, I got you. We'll Luckily, the best anime that you could possibly have to start watching anime is airing right now. It's called My Hero Academia. It is the easiest jump into anime that could possibly exist.
What's the pirate one?
Not One Piece? Yeah, One Piece, probably not where to start. yeah. It's just 2,000 episodes later.
Yeah, I heard that. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's, funnily enough, not the longest running anime. Yeah. D&D, though, you know, you play a lot of magic. You're gonna get a group together? How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to find a... That's always the trickiest part, I think, is to finding, like, a DM who's, you know, willing. They're few and far between.
I do have a DM and a group, so we could talk about that off the show.
Cool.
But yeah,
I've done a couple, RPG, like actual two. One was like an end of world, like you showed up to the LGS, and then like whatever we had in our cars was what we had at the end of the world.
Oh, interesting.
And so that was pretty cool. My acting saved our lives so many times.
Nice.
And then a DM, when I played, you know, 5th edition proper once, let me have a keytar, and I was a bard. My name was Patches O'Houlihan. It was nice. Pretty great. Yeah. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
There you go. Let's move on to the main topic. I'm excited. You know, this is just our normal need-to-nerd episode. And we're gonna kick it off, you know, with, you know, what are we nerding out on right now? I'm gonna go first, man. I went to GameStop last week to buy Nintendo Switch Sports to play with my family. And the person at the GameStop was like, "Hey, just so you know, you have like a lot of points on your account." And I was like, "I do?" They're like, "Yeah. I can't redeem them for you. You need to download the app." And I go to the app and I have like 40,000 points.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
So I downloaded the app. I still have 11,000 points. I was like, okay. So I took my son for a special shopping spree. He got two Lego games. I got Need for Speed for Xbox One. Shadows of Mordor and the Avengers game that came out a couple years ago for the Xbox. And I'm kind of like, I didn't pay any money. Like, I just got all these games. And it was really cool. I also got to renew my membership. So anytime everybody's like, you know, GameStop's a ripoff and all this stuff, I literally got $5 off of every single purchase I made this year. Still had that many points left over. It does help that, like, I bought a Switch this year. This last calendar year, you know, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, I'm super nerding out about like the fact that I've never used the GameStop app before. There's tons of stuff on there that I'm going to be checking out. And honestly, like, I'm just excited. I got to play Need for Speed for a couple hours the other night with my wife watching. I'm a huge fan of like old school open world. I actually have a copy of Midnight Club 3. I, like, turned around, but I'm not wearing a headset, so you guys can hear me. I have a copy of Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition behind me. Like, I love the open world racing game where you, like, drive to your races and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I'm nerding out about right now. What about you?
Right now, I am listening to... I'm trying to get through all the Lord of the Rings books on audiobook prior to the new series coming out here in September, The Rings of Power. I am excited about that. I do like Tolkien, and it's fun listening to the Lord of the Rings again.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember which. I am halfway through Fellowship right now, I think. I have a hard time with the Tolkien books. Because I really don't like that so much of them are just songs.
Yeah, it was weird listening to all the Tom Bombadil songs.
I'm actually way farther than I thought. I actually only have 5 hours left of Fellowship.
Oh, where'd you go?
Which book are you on?
Fellowship. Yeah.
You're on Fellowship.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
I remember as a kid wanting to read Lord of the Rings, and the first book that I picked up was The Silmarillion. Silmarillion? I don't know how to say that word. And I was like, this is a weird book. And it's that there was a good reason that it was a weird book.
Yeah, it's a weird one to start with. Most people start with The Hobbit.
yeah, that's my wife's favorite book.
Yeah, it's a great one.
So what is next on your list after, you know, you get all these off? Like, what is your next need to nerd that you want to fulfill?
The next need to nerd that I want to fulfill, probably, I mean, it's part of our news here, right? Getting caught up on all the Marvel things. There's a few things I haven't watched.
Nice.
With Marvel yet.
You have Stranger Things on this.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, Stranger Things. Sorry, yes, that's my next thing. I haven't watched Stranger Things yet. You're right. I put that in the notes, and I didn't read.
So I also haven't watched Stranger Things. I don't know if you know this about me, Patty, but I don't get scared during, like, horror stuff, but I get really terrible dreams. And so I've never watched mm-hmm. Stranger Things.
Yeah, I mean, I started to watch the first episode, and then was like, eh, not about it. But
let
I
me
think
know.
Also, after seeing Nope, we just watched Nope this last week,
uh-huh.
The new Jordan Peele, like, horror movie. I don't know. I think I'm more willing to dip nice. Into my toes into that as well. It seems like a really good time. It's super popular for obvious reasons.
I have quite a few things that I have movies that I'm behind on, and we'll actually get into some of them during your next part, but like mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Batman yet. I haven't seen Seven Rings yet. I haven't seen
Thor.
I haven't seen Thor, mostly because I haven't taken you up on the offer to watch my kids so that I can go see it.
Offer's there.
Hey man, I, you know, maybe Sunday. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But like, there's quite a few movies that I'm behind on that like I would typically catch up on. I don't know. Your next piece. Well, oh man, I don't know what order we should do these in. We're going to talk about news next, and both of these are pretty huge.
So, something that we missed in my need to nerd.
Oh yeah.
Was and I've recorded a couple episodes with, talking about Aragorn, right?
Yeah.
And the Inheritance Cycle, specifically Inheritance.
I didn't ask you your favorite book. Yeah.
Your favorite book is Eldest. And yeah. It's a good segue here into the news that we're going to be talking about. Is that some of our favorite books they're making a TV series for.
Dude, every day I wake up and think I was dreaming. Like, have I ever, I live, did you see me live tweeting Debonair watching Aragorn for the first time?
No.
Oh, you gotta find that Twitter thread. It's really funny. She's like, oh, yeah, I've never seen the Aragorn movie. And I was like, hold on. You've never seen it? She goes, no. I was like, oh, you have to watch it. And she's like, yeah. Why? I was like, because it's so bad.
It's so
and
bad.
And she is already cussing like 30 seconds into the movie. The second she sees those feathers on those dragon wings in the opening sequence, she's like, what is that? Like, she was so mad. I kind of find the Twitter thread. But honestly, like, if you follow me on Twitter, I've probably made 100+ hashtag Aragorn remake tweets. I've offered to freely work as a producer to create a prequel show on Disney Plus that's the Dragon Wars. Like, I wanted this so bad. So badly, Patty B. So I'm just going to read what Christopher Paolini said today. Oh man, I don't remember how to speak Elvish, so.
Kveta Frikaya?
Yeah. Greetings, friends. As you may have seen, there was an unplanned announcement earlier this week. But yes, it is true. An Aragorn TV series is in development for Disney+, and I'm attached both as a co-writer and producer. Yeah, and yes, I'm extremely excited for what the future holds. At the moment, I can't go into details. It's still in the early days in regards to this project, but I can say that I'm very pleased with the team I'm working with at 20th Television, Disney-branded television, and Disney+. These are smart, passionate people, and I'm looking forward to making the best possible Aragorn/Inheritance Cycle adaptation with them. This has been a long time coming. I'm going to cry. I can't tell you how many conversations and meetings and messages were needed in order to reach this point. It's still just the beginning. However, none of this would have been possible without everyone who read the books, supported the tweet storms, and participated in the fandom over the years. So a huge thank you to me, to every Allegheny out there. I'm crying. Why am I crying?
Because it's important to you.
I know, but it's like,
this is huge.
You brought the thunder. Disney will have more say in this adaptation, more to say about this adaptation in the near future. But in the meantime, I want to confirm the news and reassure you that we are committed to making a version of Aragorn's story that lives up to the highest expectations. Woo! Woo! I just...
I'm so excited.
This is what happened when Star Wars got announced that it was getting, like, the new films and stuff. I just, like, broke down. And I think, like, for me, the reason... Oh! The reason this is so big is, like... This is, like... these are my favorite books. Like, by so much. And to have the disappointment of that movie and to be, have your, like, heart ripped out as a kid and all you want is for this story to get... I mean, there was five Twilight films. There was five of them. Listen, Patty P, I enjoy Twilight. I'm not afraid to admit it. It's fun. You know, it's fun. But, like, can we not pretend, like, Twilight is, like, a good version of, like, a fantasy romance novel? Because it's not. Christopher deserves this, and I cannot believe I get to see my literal favorite character in all of media portrayed on screen in a few years. Like, I'm so excited.
Who would you fan cast?
If you could have anyone. As
Ornis? That's Aragorn.
Oh, is Aragorn? Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of, like, 15 to 16-year-old actors.
I mean, it could be, you know, it could be 20-year-olds, too.
Sure.
Right. They always go, you know, cast older folks to play younger people.
That's true. I don't know. Would it be weird? I have a person. But I don't know that he's, like, a huge actor. I would consider. It's true. I mean, Tom Holland is Tom Holland, right? He's, like, you know,
mid-20s, I think.
Yeah. Man, that's hard. There's a few people that I wouldn't hate as Aragorn. One, Aragorn needs to be pretty skinny.
Right.
He needs dark hair, right? Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I'm going to say somebody who's not technically an actor, does have acting credits, but is not an actor. I'm going to cast Shawn Mendes.
Okay. I can see that. It's not a bad choice.
I think that Shawn has the emotional depth to play a character that goes through a lot of growth in the series. He's a little bit old, but that might be who I would cast. What about you?
Yeah, I don't think I have. I personally, I was just curious if you had one. I don't have a personal like choice. I will be excited to see him maybe pick someone who is not known and can maybe get their start with this.
Yeah, I do have an answer
for Oramis.
For Oramis, but I think that people might shoot me in the when they hear who I would cast. because I don't know that people... I don't think that I've ever seen him play, like, the goodest of guys. I'm trying to find...
might have an idea of who you're talking about.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
He plays a lot of bad guys and, like, villains in, like, TV series. And
so, I'm thinking of Jason Isaacs. He's Lucius Malfoy or Malfoy.
Okay.
That's why I would cast as Oramis. Who's your favorite character in the books?
I'm a Brom fan. Huge fan of Brom.
Would you be okay with the same casting of Brom?
I did enjoy
Jeremy. I think Jeremy Irons is a great Brom.
Yeah. That was the one redeeming part of that movie.
Yeah, I think Jeremy Irons would be great to recast. Hello, low battery for my headset. You have a different answer for the news, though. Marvel H announcement.
Yeah, so at San Diego Comic-Con this year, Hall H is their big, you know, display, and they went over all of the new, you know, plans and stuff for Phase 5 and 6. I cried during the Wakanda Forever trailer. That's going to be hard and amazing when that comes out later this year. Let's see. Some of the things I'm super excited for as well, coming out of that, they announced a Daredevil series, Born Again. That's a funny play on, you know, Christians and Catholics. So, Born Again, they talked about Fantastic Four and two Avengers movies in 1 year. So, going to get...
The Avengers movies seem like a huge announcement, right? Like, another two-part. And I am not, like, the biggest comic book nerd, so I am not familiar with the Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's a huge deal.
Yes, yeah, I think it's maybe, like, top five, comic book... what do they call it, like events or big, you know, series that they do. Paying off all the Kang stuff they've been setting up and seeing Jonathan Majors do more of that's going to be great. And Fantastic Four, I'm excited to maybe get another chance.
Do you think we get the same Fantastic Four member that we got in Multiverse of Madness?
I certainly hope so, and I hope his wife is Sue Storm. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be sick. Okay. I gotta ask, which of these announcements is more exciting to you, Blade Blade or anything else? Blade seems out of left field, is my thought looking at this.
Yeah, they talked about that role for... This has been brewing for a while, right? I think it's Mahershala, who was one of the villains in the Luke Cage series, I think.
Okay.
Or one of the Marvel Netflix series, and yeah, him coming as Blade, They set up a few things, like in Eternals, with Kit Harington's character of Black Blade. So there's a few, you know, connections, but it's cool that they're going just far out.
Cool. I'm excited.
Hopefully we get some movies that are less, you know, feel like Marvel movies, if that makes sense, right? Of like doing these more out of left field.
Sure. One thing that I noticed was a clear lack of a certain web slinger on this announcement. How do you feel about that?
I think a certain web slinger will be involved in some of the things here in the next couple years. But yeah, no, that's like I could see him as part of the Daredevil series, right, with the stuff that happened in No Way Home. You know, Captain America, and then obviously the Avengers stuff. But I think Sony is our favorite web slinger is going to be more involved on their side of things, maybe as part of the yeah, sharing arrangement.
That's totally fair. I was pretty marveled out. Looking at this announcement has me excited. I can't do a TV show every week for Marvel. That's too much for me.
Right. I haven't watched, Miss Marvel yet.
I watched the first two episodes. Really good.
Okay, yeah.
I did not like Loki, and everybody loved Loki. And then I thought that, I don't know, so, like, WandaVision was pretty okay. Just depends. That's going to do it for this week. You can suggest a topic yourself by heading over to the YouTube channel and leaving a comment here on this YouTube video. Patty B, what's this week's poll?
So, I mentioned that I got in a little Twitter argument with Spencer about a certain mystical Marvel character and his movies a few weeks ago. I think the argument was that they were the worst Marvel movies.
Dude, somebody else. Hold on, time out. I gotta tire this for a second. Somebody else came out on the internet, like somebody really popular, and was like, I hate the Doctor Strange movies. I think they're so bad. And I was like, finally, somebody else with like two brain cells to rub together. They are so terrible. Like, they're so bad. Oh, anyway. Well, what's the poll, Patty B?
So the poll is on, like, I was going to do three options, right? Doctor Strange, and that's, I give you two, right? So you, Doctor Strange, one, two, or other.
For worst superhero movies at their cost, or worst?
I think we can definitely say at their, we can use at their cost, right? Because I think that was your argument. But I didn't mind him. It was kind of cool watching him trip out.
I don't know. I don't know what like Batman Forever cost, right? So we'll have to. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. We'll discuss next week. You can find me at SpencerTheGreenH. You can find Patty B at PattyBMPG. You can find the show at NeedToNerd. And you can like and subscribe to help us out and leave a review. It means a lot to us. We hope to see you all at the Heezy Game Media. Heezy Media Twitch channel as we do coverage for a Magic Gathering event this week. And we'll see you guys all next time in another episode of Need to Nerd.